Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Pete Futek from College Football News. Hello, Pete. How are you?
Pete? I'm doing just fine. How are you guys doing today?
Good, man.
We're hanging in there. Man, I mean, the Buckeyes have a big game with Akron. We were pumped for that one. How could we not be?
Well, you should. You can't handle Tulsa all that well. Maybe Akron should be it. Now, obviously, this is a, you know, easy paycheck game. And it's really, I know the storylines, the quarterbacks, and just trying to figure that out a little bit and give Stroud some rest before the Big Ten season really kicks in. But it's just about one of those games where you need the defense to just come in and just stomp them out. And
well,
just,
what's the point? But even if they do, Pete, who cares? Yeah. Even if they – like Ohio State, to me it's a waste. I in protest will not watch – I'm refusing to watch the game this week. I'm not going to watch it. I'm not wasting my time for 3.5 hours watching them win 57-3. I'm not going to do it. They shouldn't be playing Akron.
The fact that you mentioned 57-3 means you're not watching it for a certain reason. But okay, go on.
It's the thing I hate about college football is the teams, they don't belong on the same field together. I don't like it.
Yeah, that gets into a whole other concept and discussion about why my Power Five snobbery against Group of Five programs. But yeah. If this is the game to start the season, and this is where I kind of think the Big Ten, I get it where you want that big splash in week one. I kind of think that this is the game you play to start the season as opposed to now, because every team should have a warm-up game. Because then you watch, then it kind of feels like a preseason game, and then you got to get the timing worked out, the kinks worked out. And I'm convinced that if you have an Akron game to start the season, the team's probably sharper. They're probably better against Oregon. If you like, look at Nebraska. If it had played, I can't remember who it just beat up, but if it played that paycheck cupcake game to
Stony
start
Brook.
The season, Stony Brook, yes. If it plays Stony Brook to start the season, it beats Illinois the week after. Because that team in week one looked like it just didn't have it all worked out yet. And that's what they should do. But all right, fine. So they play it now instead of the beginning of the season. It's just a week off to rest up before Rutgers, which actually is a somewhat dangerous game because Rutgers, while it's not that great, will take the ball away 19 times and be really annoying.
Pete, the Buckeyes are not going to have C.J. Stroud this weekend. They're going to go with one of their backups to start the game. If that player plays well, does it create a quarterback controversy at Ohio State?
It creates content for you guys.
Yeah.
Because that's something everyone's going to want to talk about. It shouldn't. I mean, obviously, if one of them goes off and just looks amazing, then at least it creates something that in their mind that if Stroud struggles the next couple of weeks, then you have to start to look at that. The bigger problem is the defense. Look, the offense is fine. Stroud's thrown for, what, 300-plus yards a game? He's only three games in. He's going to miss some throws. He's going to need a little seasoning like all new quarterbacks do, but he's been fine. The bigger question mark, obviously, defense and can you get the running game going more consistently? Because Oklahoma, Ohio State, kind of in the same bucket where the offenses work when you throw well. They work better when your quarterback runs. Look, you know, you guys, you know, we talked about this a few years ago when, oh, boo-hoo, you know, Ohio State's offense isn't like it's supposed to be, but Dwayne Haskins is throwing for 5,000 yards. Yeah, but when you have a Justin Fields who can run, and you have a JT Barrett or a Braxton Miller, the offense just sort of works well, and Oklahoma's having the same issue. Spencer Rattler's really good. It's not as good as it was when Kyler Murray or Jalen Hurts were running it, and then obviously Baker Mayfield was just a different sort of player altogether. But and this is kind of want to see what these guys could do, and this is why you schedule Akron, just to get the twos and threes, some real live work in.
Pete, let's talk about the two games really worth talking about in the involving Big Ten teams this weekend. You got Wisconsin at home hosting Notre Dame, and then you got Nebraska at Michigan State. Obviously, Michigan State beat Miami last week, and while Nebraska didn't win, they hung in there with Oklahoma. So what do you think of those two games?
Well, first of all, Wisconsin gets to Chicago. It's played at Soldier
Field. Oh, my
bad. It's kind of give it that extra kind of funky feel.
That's right.
If you've seen Notre Dame this year, and I've had this argument with Irish fans all week, what have you seen that says that it's going to win this game? It was awful against the second half against the miserable Florida State team. It was bad against the Toledo team that got boat raced by a horrible Colorado State. And then last week, it was just sort of against Purdue. It's all about Wisconsin. They've got 2 weeks off. That defense is a killer. But Wisconsin is a program. We know how it rolls. It's going to hold the ball for 42 minutes no matter what. That's just what it does no matter what. It's just whether or not they can keep from turning the ball over. If they turn the ball over twice, Notre Dame's right in it. If they turn it over three times, Notre Dame wins. But Notre Dame's going to run for like 3 yards. They're just not – that offensive line has not been good enough. And they're going to hit a couple downfield pass plays, but that offense is just not going to be strong enough. It's just whether or not the pass rush of the Irish can make Graham Mertz make mistakes like he did against Penn State. You do that, Notre Dame wins. The Nebraska-Michigan State game is kind of a fun one because, look, you know, Michigan State's 3-0. They've been great so far, but Northwestern's apparently not good this year. And Miami, I kind of think, is overrated. That's not. I know they're Miami. I know they got preseason ranked relatively high in the top 20, but this team just is okay. Derrick King's not quite back, even though he had a big passing game last week. The defense gets to the backfield, but they're just not that great. They're just this is just not a very good team. But Michigan State went down there, got the win. They're 3-0, and Nebraska's improved. It's still not anything to get really excited about, but it's an okay enough team where it should be able to win a game like this as long as it doesn't screw up and keep shooting itself in the foot with penalties and turnovers and the things that Nebraska has been defined by in the Scott Frost era, but it has improved a whole lot since week one against Illinois.
Pete, Penn State gets the big victory over Auburn on Saturday night. Hell of a game, hell of an environment to watch a football game at. How good is Penn State? Are they legit? Or and how impressive was that victory?
It's all in relative going forward compared to if Ohio State really can't fix the glitch. And that's really it. I mean, because Michigan's actually been the best-looking Big Ten team so far all the way around. But you look at their schedule, they got a brutal run of road games. And Ohio State, while it's at home, it's still Ohio State. And look, we'll believe that when we see it. And Michigan State's been pretty good, but you know, we'll, again, that's another a little more prove it than we need. And Wisconsin's really good, but they got to get that offense going. So, look, this is a great Penn State defense. The offense is supposed to do the Oklahoma State thing in the last few years with their offensive coordinator, and it's just been okay. It's done enough to get by to get to this point. But it, again, can you beat Ohio State if Ohio State does not get this defense better? And if that's the case, if this really is what the Buckeyes are, then yeah, absolutely Penn State can end up winning the Big Ten East. I still think Ohio State wins the division and the Big Ten championship. I there's just too much talent there. As the season goes on, you've got to assume that this is just going to get better. But again, it's all about whether or not Ohio State is just this or if they're going to improve. Because if not, Penn State's got the defense to make this really interesting.
All right, Pete, is Cincinnati the best team in Ohio?
No. Look, here's my problem, and I've done this rant a million times. Look, great, they beat Indiana. Okay, now go beat Michigan State, then Michigan, then Penn State, then Ohio State. that's the difference between being a Group of Five program and a Power Five program. Absolutely.
Pete, what about when they go in the Big 12? Sorry to cut you off, but if they go in the Big 12, does that become more legit, or is the Big 12 not a Power Five anymore?
Yeah, of course. Then it becomes more legit, but then you still got to do it. Look, TCU was able to make the move and almost got into the College Football Playoff. So, but for right now, that's a little bit different because it's still a little bit still the Power Five conference, more money, more revenue, better facilities, better coaches, everything about the recruiting, all the things that make it a Power Five. You talked before about playing in a different league with Akron. Well, they're literally playing in a different league in the American Athletic Conference. So it's a good team. It's not good. It's not better than Ohio State, as mediocre as Ohio State's been playing so far.
We're talking with Pete Futek, College Football News. Make sure you check out his website, collegefootballnews.com, of course, where you can see all the breakdowns in addition to the more details on the games we're talking about and all the details on the games we're not talking about. Arkansas is ranked. They're off to a good start. It's been a while since they've been good, right? Are they legit? Yep. Are we buying Arkansas as a good team?
Yeah, because they do everything kind of right. And look, they play Texas A&M this week, and even though Texas A&M's won like the last 8 or 9 games, Arkansas, even when they've been bad, has played the Aggies really, really tough. Those games are always tight. What Arkansas has done is they figured out Wisconsin. And look, Wisconsin can't get the guys that Ohio State, Michigan, and Penn State get, but they have their groove, they have their system, and for the last 25 years, that has worked. So they tried to get Brett Bielema. They did get Brett Bielema a few years ago, and they tried to replicate that because they knew that they weren't going to get the guys that Alabama, Auburn, LSU get. And it kind of went that way until Bielema switched and they went to a more passing attack. Well, now Sam Pittman comes in, and he's an offensive line coach by trade. So what is Arkansas now? They control the clock. They don't make mistakes. They don't commit penalties. They have a strong running game. Their lines are strong. They block and tackle really, really well. So they don't have the talent of Texas A&M, but kind of like in the Wisconsin way, they've got this system now where they just kind of do everything right, and so they can hang with teams like this. So, yeah, in that way, they absolutely have a shot at doing some big things in the SEC West this year.
Pete, if Coastal Carolina would have started like in the top 10, would they have any chance? They're going to run the table, I think. They're going to be undefeated.
They're going to lose to Appalachian State along the way.
You think
somewhere so? Here. That team's good. I'm not buying.
They are good. They are good.
Look, not to be harsh here, but give me the win that Coastal Carolina has had over the last year and a half. I know they're fun, and I know they keep beating Kansas, and they keep making them sad. But it's fine. This team's all right. It's not a. It's again. I'm a Power Five snob. It's not one of the 25 best teams in college football. It's a very good team.
Can they at least get into a New Year's Six Bowl?
Now that UCF no, because Cincinnati's going to take that. So unless Cincinnati biffs it along the way, I kind of think this Appalachian State, as long as Chase Bryce doesn't throw a bunch of interceptions, the Mountaineers, that is a very strong, sound team. And look, they're good. I mean, it's a very good, sound team. And that offense is a whole lot of fun. But yeah, that would be good. Look, I joke here and I'm a snot about it, but it's a good thing when the Coastal Carolinas of the world get to have fun and they're good. And Cincinnati when they beat in Indiana, and let's see what Cincinnati can do against Notre Dame coming up next
right.
week. Then again, I'll still have my same rant. Okay, great, you beat those two teams. Now beat the other teams in a Power Five conference. But still, that's a good thing. But the problem is. Then we have the discussion, well, can they possibly get in the college football playoff? No, and it's kind of mean because everybody keeps saying, well, you could do this and do this. No, they're not getting in. But, yeah, they can get to a New Year's Six game, and then that's going to be the argument going forward. And you alluded to the Big 12 side of things, where why isn't the college football playoff expanding to 12 already? Well, one, because they're still going to have to figure out exactly what the alliance of the ACC, Pac-12, and Big Ten want to do in terms of possibly allowing like 5 teams from one conference to get in, like the SEC would get. And two, now the idea of let's just automatically put in a Group of Five champion doesn't seem so great when the Group of Five conferences are about to get gutted even further once the Big 12 expands even more.
Pete, last thing. Do you pay attention to Division III football at all? Do you have a sense of the elite teams in Division III football?
I don't. You know what? Okay. It's sad I should because I do enjoy that, but I just don't have the time. But yeah, I wish I did.
All right. So without
Who's your
having
team?
All right, so I'm gonna say Mount Union, which is not far from
here. I was
just
gonna say that's the one team I could name. It's Mount okay. I'm gonna throw Mount Union in there and that's it. That's about
so
I'm
Mount Union
Wittenberg
is one of the right. Those are the premier Division III programs. If they played 10
Akron.
Games
against
Akron or UConn, one of the worst, not just a mediocre Division I team, the worst of the worst Division I, could they beat them 1 out of 10 games?
No chance.
Division III, going to say no. In the same way, it's the worst, the dumbest sports argument is, could Alabama beat the New York Jets?
No, that's a big, I wouldn't suggest that.
No.
I think it's a bigger difference from D3 to D1.
Yeah.
Wait a second. You think Alabama could stick with an NFL team more than Mount Union could stick with UConn or Akron?
100%.
Oh, wow.
Well, let's put it this way. I'll use the same argument in both ways. How many pro prospects does Alabama have? You know, maybe 20. How many pro prospects do the New York Jets have? All of them. You know, so how many
Well, both teams are going to get blown out, but I'm saying that it would be closer with Alabama versus you're wrong. You're 100% wrong.
No way that you could say I'm wrong. There's no factual answer.
The only difference in that argument in how you're, you know, apples to oranges here is the NFL is full of grown-ass professional men who are, you know, 27-year-olds who are fully matured with jobs and lives, and you know, they are professional football players as opposed to the quote unquote amateurs, and that's not really true. Whereas the college guys are all 18 to 23, so they all kind of have the same type. So I would say in this scenario, I would say the D3 team has a better shot, but still they get their doors blown off by UConn. But you know, but I say that though, and then every once in a while you still get the weird games, like I know D1AA, it's a different animal too, but like the Cal Polys of the world, and even D2 teams end up hanging out. Look, Jacksonville State just beat Florida State, and I know that's still a different better up from D3. But it really all comes down to the lines. You just don't have the offensive lines at the D3 level as you do at the D1 level.
Mount Union wouldn't score a point against Jacksonville State.
It's Jacksonville State. All right, Pete. But Jacksonville State's a good team on their level. That's not a fair comparison. All right, Pete. We appreciate it, man. CollegeFootballNews.com. Everybody check it
but
out.
But you would watch Ohio State versus Mount Union, not Mount
I would.
State versus
he
State.
Would.
I would watch
he would watch that.
I wouldn't. Thanks, Pete. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Pete.
Pete Futek, always great. CollegeFootballNews.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.